Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same.
It's not the Guess Who, Will. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Three Doors Down is your artist of the day.
Great dudes.
You've met them?
Yeah.
Actually, I love their music, man, and they've never been the artist of the day. And Sam and I, a little behind the scenes here.
Turn it up, best part.
Okay. Well, fade it all the way down first so I don't have to pay for it. Now you can fade it back up.
But you're still on my own mind. I think about you, baby. And I dream about you all the time. I'm here without
have
you,
they been
baby.
Here?
Not in a while.
Man, I would go see that in a second.
But anyway, a little behind the scenes. Every day I get in and Sam presents me with a list of all the commercials that we have to do today. And just to make sure there's no conflicts and everything, we go over it. And then he says, who's the AOTD? And it was originally going to be No Doubt. Then we went with Third Eye Blind, right, Sam?
And also then, a good choice.
And then
that was our second
And then
pick.
I'm like, no, I'm thinking of somebody else. And he goes, Three Doors Down? I go, yes.
Best of the three.
Yeah.
Very good. I agree.
So we ended up going with Three Doors Down.
I got to see them in Peoria back in 2005 when they were everywhere.
When Kryptonite was like the biggest hit in the world.
Well, Here Without You was absolutely, everywhere at that time. And what I thought was the coolest thing, not only did I get to meet them, but they were still continuing to do their shows despite the fact, remember, they're all from Mississippi, the southern part of the state, too. And Hurricane Katrina had come through. They didn't know if their houses were going to be there when they got home.
Oh, yeah.
And rather than cancel the shows and go deal with that,
they kept going.
Exactly.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Keyword to cash this hour is tropical. Tropical. Text that into 72881. Dana did not get a lot of sleep last night. What happened there?
Have you ever had that happen where you're just laying there?
I think
most people have.
Sure.
Yep.
It's 1 a.m. and it's 2 a.m. So we went and saw Judy last night.
How was that?
It is outstanding. Huh. Like, don't even bother submitting anyone else for the Academy Award.
Like, if you're an actress, don't even bother making a
just
movie this year.
Hand it over to Renee Zellweger and let's just wrap this sucker up because she is so completely Judy Garland. And I did not know this going in. I try with these biopics to avoid
biopics
reading a lot about it before I see the movie. And I know enough about Judy Garland to be dangerous. I know about The Wizard of Oz. I know how she died. I know she had drug addiction problems after studio executives forced pills down her throat at age 14 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But I did not know all of it. I think most people will not know this part of the story. Renee Zellweger did not even know the part of the story that is in the movie, okay? It's toward the very end of her life as she's spiraling. And so I didn't read anything about it. I just went in cold and watched it. What I did not know is that Renee Zellweger sings every note in that movie.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about it.
I would have said no way. And I knew she did Chicago. I knew she could sing.
Right.
But it is so completely believable as Judy Garland that I thought, even sitting there, I thought, well, that's not really her singing that.
Well,
it is.
But this is sort of the new trend. Like Joaquin Phoenix, if I'm not mistaken, did sing the parts in Walk the Line when he played Johnny Cash.
I think he did, yeah.
Did the guy, whatever his name is, and forgive me, I'm not a big Hollywood name rememberer. Did the guy who played Freddie Mercury sing all those lines in Bohemian Rhapsody?
He did not, but in the other movie they did. There were two movies about Bohemian Rhapsody came out, and then what was the other one?
Yesterday, about the Beatles?
No, it was another
one. Are you talking about the Elton John movie?
Mm-mm. And one of them sang, and one of them did not. Who got the Oscar? I'll have to look it up, or tell me on the text line at 22980.
Yeah, don't make us do research.
No, in the Mercury one, he did not sing, but in the other one that came out that summer, he did.
A Star is Born?
Yeah, maybe it was A Star is Born.
I thought they both sang in that, though.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper did.
I do not think...
I know Lady Gaga sang every bit.
No, Bradley Cooper sang in that movie.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
So too.
That
was
him. He had to take lessons to learn how to sing.
Mm-hmm. Someone just wrote in, Run, Do Not Walk. She is right. Judy is excellent. I will say this. If you're looking for a feel good, this is not the one for you. I mean, you kind of have to be in a mood for this. It is, you know, it's not a pretty look at those weeks in her life when she was in London 4 or 5 months before her death.
How old was she when she died?
You could hear the gasps in the audience when the movie has nothing to do with the death. The movie is right before the death.
So it doesn't show her dying on the can?
Nope. Okay. The curtain goes down and that's it.
So we can't play the toilet death ejector skit?
There is one line that says she died 6 months later, 5 months later. She was 47 years old.
Is that right?
You could hear the gasps in the audience. Now, my mother said, oh, God, yeah, Dana. She was like, you're right. She was totally young. I go, okay, first of all, I'm not 47. But I asked Chris when he came home, I said, do you remember Judy Garland being that young when she died? I thought, did you know that, Will?
I hadn't really given it much thought.
I thought she was like 60 or 65 when she died.
Is that a terrible answer?
Well, she just looked...
It's not very caring.
She looked older than her years. Well, she was very thin and very addicted to pills, and it's just, it's not pretty.
Why did you ask Chris? Because he's old enough to remember
I go, do you remember when the Titanic sank? No.
Wow.
Ouch.
Wow.
Who was it that day in the newsroom that said, well, you remember the riots? Where were you during the riots? And I go... What riots?
They go the riots in the 60s, Rodney, after Martin Luther King had been killed.
He goes to riots.
No.
In the 60s.
That was Will that asked that question. Right?
I did not ask that question.
Did you ask that question?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
No, it was not Will Starrett.
I was going to say, don't you dare.
Will knows how old I am. It was somebody, I think it was an intern.
Was it Crockett?
No. I will pack up my stuff and go home if you start blaming me for stuff I didn't do. Although if I go home, then you'll just keep blaming me for more stuff, and I can't defend myself.
Yeah, you might want to stick around.
Very true. Mm-hmm.
I want to stick around. We need to play a game today.
Please.
What do we want to play? We did Family Feud last week.
Yeah.
Mixtape?
Hummers?
We did Hummers last week.
No, we did Hummers more recently than Mixtape.
No, I'm not in the mood for that.
Jam or No Jam?
Mixtape.
Mixtape.
Yeah, fine. Why don't we do Mixtape and ask a listener to weigh in? Because I absolutely hate that game, and you guys love it.
Why?
You hate Mixtape?
Ugh. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's my favorite.
Well, then why don't we make her the commissioner?
There you go.
And you play the game,
Boom.
Scott.
Love it.
Right?
She can't commission like but, I commission.
I understand, but you always sit out the competition aspect because you are the commissioner and the judge. So what I'm saying is make her the commissioner because she hates the game anyway. And you can play the game.
I'm going to take exception to this. Someone just wrote in, I could not give two blanks about Judy Garland. There is nothing about her wasted life to care about.
That is so sad that people would write that.
Here's
kind of
what
stuff.
Bothers me about that line of thought with certainly any entertainer that's gone down that road.
Yeah.
The things that were allowed with a 14-year-old girl on set back in the day where they start handing them handfuls of pills to keep them up, handfuls of pills to go to bed, handfuls of pills to keep them asleep, then awake, then, oh, you got to be thin, don't eat any cake.
But the problem is don't give an idiot like that credit.
But there are a lot of people who think that. Well, what a waste. Well, my God, doctors started shoving pills down that girl's throat when she was 14. Well, How would you turn out?
These are people who pretend like there is no addiction attached to their life. Maybe not them. But definitely somebody that they know or care about. And if you get addicted to pills, that's on you. You deserve whatever happens to you. You know what? Suck it.
People think addiction is a weakness.
It always brings out the worst in people.
Drives me nuts when people say things like that. Wasted life.
Well, she was a child.
It wasn't a wasted life. What it was a good life that got off track and she couldn't get back on track. For the love of Christ, when you're sitting in church on Sunday, text her. See, this stuff pisses me off. When you're sitting in church on Sunday, text her. I want you to think about how awful you are. And how unforgiving and how blatantly awful you are as a human being. I digress.
You need some of my CBD cream.
Put it on my neck.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
The sun is shining, come on, get happy.
What's up, Renee
Zellweger?
The Lord is
waiting to take
playing
your
the part
head.
Of Judy Garland right
shout
there.
Hallelujah, come on, get happy.
With Sam Smith, right?
That is Sam Smith, yeah.
By the way, real quick, guys. You cannot carry over bingo. You have to start it over. Because the audience is playing,
wait,
too.
What?
The audience is playing,
what?
Too. And so you have to start a new card.
Okay.
Story here from, it looks like CBS. NBC. Daniel Murphy responded graciously on Thursday to critics who blasted the Mets second baseman for taking time off for the birth of his son, saying that his paternity leave was the right decision for his family. Murphy telling reporters before playing against the Nationals, is this story a little bit old? Yes, this story, you just printed this, it's 5 years old.
I want to talk about this. It has happened again, and I want to know, why is it different for men than it is for women?
Okay, we'll use this story, but
yes.
It's 5 years old,
yes.
As a catapult to get into a larger discussion.
And there was an incident, well, not an incident.
That's
but
just
there,
the other player.
I was going to say, there was an instance of this during the NLDS this year.
I was going to say, the Mets aren't even in the
and
playoffs.
He
right.
has been skewered for taking off for the birth of his child.
And is there a newer story, a more recent
story? What's his
story?
Name, Will Starrett? I just looked up the wrong name because I don't follow baseball.
I'm going to look it up right now because I've...
It's the exact same thing. Here's the deal. You can't skewer a woman for it because she has to be in the stirrups.
Well, yeah.
Daniel Hudson, Nationals pitcher.
Hudson, thank you.
Yeah.
You can't skewer a woman for it because she has to be there.
Missed game one of the NLCS.
So why skewer a man for the exact same thing? And I think you're going to be surprised that I would say
right,
that. Because
me,
you know me, usually
let me get the more recent story up here. By the way, not that it mattered. I think the Nationals beat the Cardinals in four games.
Yep, doesn't even matter.
Okay. Correct, yeah.
I've actually been watching.
Apparently
yeah,
not.
The Cardinals got curb stomped.
Okay, here we go. Here's the more recent story, Dana. On October 11th, the Washington Nationals announced that pitcher Daniel Hudson would be placed on postseason paternity leave,
yep.
which allowed him to be away from the team for 1 to 3 days to support his wife as she gave birth to their third child. For Hudson, being present for the birth of his daughter, Millie Lou, by the way, was an obvious choice, but taking one day off meant missing Game 1 of the National League Championship Series against the Cardinals, and, apparently, facing critics. For instance, in response to the news, David Sampson, former president of the Marlins, tweeted, "Unreal that Daniel Hudson is on paternity list and missing game one of the NLCS. Only excuse would be a problem with the birth." Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
"Or health of baby or mother. If all is well, he needs to get to St. Louis. Inexcusable."
Oh, yeah.
It's game one.
No.
And
I don't. No,
he
no, no,
can
no.
pitch in game
I was
two or
say,
three.
I don't want to make this about baseball.
Well, no, we have to make this about baseball because, we have to. It's game one of a multi-game series, and we're talking about a pitcher, meaning a person who does not normally play every day anyway.
And could play tomorrow.
Yes.
This is so much bigger than baseball, and here's why. Is it because sports people who are entitled and love watching their team and think these athletes owe them everything, is it because they make so much money that you think he shouldn't be there for the most important day of their family's life? Is it the money that makes people say this? Because if he was the CEO of, I don't know, Amazon or some huge company, also making millions of dollars, mm-hmm. no one would say, well, why is he taking off for the birth of their child? It's when it's an athlete.
Because people don't live vicariously through Amazon. They live vicariously through their professional sports teams and their college teams.
I saw this on Twitter and I blew my lid for him because he is in an impossible position. And it's really not impossible.
A fellow Nationals pitcher came to his defense. Sean Doolittle said, if your reaction to someone having a baby is anything other than congratulations, I hope everybody's healthy, then you're an a-hole.
Amen, and I hope he spelled it out.
He didn't. He did. He actually did spell it out, but I had to abbreviate it.
For what would you miss the birth of your child? And I'm asking the men in the audience, name me something.
War.
War. I was going to say, you are serving your country overseas.
The pitcher went on to say, the other pitcher, Sean Doolittle, as important as our careers are to us as players, nothing is more important to us than our families. Our careers won someday. The family is forever.
I'm going to text a friend of mine, Scott, because I'm almost positive her dad never missed a single day of work. One of those guys that works 50 years at the same place, never missed a day. I think he went to the hospital after his shift during those births. And I'm going to text her and ask her. And if you're listening and that was your dad, or there is some reason you would miss that birth, I would love to hear from you.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
So we got a baseball player from the Nationals, who, by the way, is a closer. He's not even a starter. Not to take anything away from his skill.
Would it matter?
I would argue no, but I don't know. You know,
what about the funeral?
All the strategy in baseball.
What about the funeral of your mother? I mean, there are just a couple of things in life I can think of where work takes a back seat no matter what your job description.
I can think of a lot of things, not a couple of things.
Okay, what?
A vacation. The birth of a child.
Now, I think most, and we're going back to sports here, I think most major sports fans would say for the bajillions of dollars they're all making to play a sport.
Okay. If we're staying with sports, I thought you said work,
me. I think with let's stick with this guy for a minute here. I don't think vacation would be on that
list. Okay, all right, fine. You're right. It would not.
Any
close family member.
Yes.
Parent, grandparent. Brother, sister, obviously a child.
Certainly birth.
And I would argue birth of a child, yes.
Or serious illness of yourself, and that includes mental health, all of that.
I would argue serious illness of somebody in your family as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You would not believe how many people are texting in saying their father missed their birth.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So birth, death, serious illness, those are really the big three.
Yes, and I would... minus birth, it would only be the birth of my own child.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be like the birth of my brother's kid. I wouldn't miss a Major League Baseball game for that.
Right, yeah.
Not taking away from the importance of my niece and nephew in my life.
You're talking about your household, basically.
Correct.
Yeah.
Someone just wrote in, when I was born, it was 43 years ago today, so happy birthday. My dad was in the waiting room, not in the room. Dads didn't really start going in until more recently.
That's true. My dad was not in the room when I was born.
My dad wasn't in the room.
I would have to ask my mom. I don't know if he was in the room or not.
I know for a fact my dad was in the waiting room handing out cigars.
And then they'd bring the baby up to the window. Remember that?
Well, the way the story's been relayed to me was, yes, my mother gave birth to me in the room. My dad was in the waiting room handing out cigars to all his army buddies. And after I had been obviously cleaned up and wheeled into the maternity room or whatever they call that thing, new birth room, then my dad got to see me through the window. Yes.
Someone wrote in, my father was a coach. He was coaching when my mom went into labor, high school basketball coach, no cell phones back then. She went into labor after work. She had the hospital call a payphone in the gym until someone finally answered the ringing phone to let dad know while he was coaching that there was a baby on the way. He finished the game.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, could it, do we know if he could have gotten into the delivery room anyway? I mean, depending on the age of this individual, it's entirely possible. Dad goes, well,
yeah, I can't go in anyway.
I'm not going to be there anyway.
Well.
But aren't you there for a variety of reasons, even back in the 70s?
Oh, of course.
For the just-in-case scenario.
Of course, but I am saying I do think the scale tips a little bit if we're talking about a modern instance versus one when you couldn't be in the waiting room.
That's fair.
Let's go to Gail, 576-7798. Gail in South Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I used to work at a hospital here in town and delivered babies. And I just wanted to say that one time, one of the OBGYN doctors, his wife came in labor. And when she got close to delivering, he left his patients and came over and delivered the baby. He told everybody over in the waiting room that he had to go deliver an important baby and he might be back later.
Hey, Gail, how long ago was this?
Oh, I want to say late 1980s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to film the birth of your baby?
Yes.
Does that vary?
They're not allowed to film the faces of the nurses and doctors unless we give them permission to do so.
Do you know, though, Gail, does that vary from hospital to hospital?
I think it's a HIPAA violation in some respects.
Can I ask
if they took a picture of my face and they knew what date and time it was, they might know what baby was born.
Okay.
If they knew me. We can give them permission to do that, and I have done that before. But generally, as a rule, they have to ask if they can film the physician's face and the nurse's faces.
Why would one film the birth of their own child? Is this something that people go home and say, honey, let's watch the birth of Sarah again?
A lot of people do.
Well, you know, I just want to tell you something, Scott. I had a patient one time that had a colonoscopy and blew those pictures up and used them on your Christmas cards because they thought they were funny.
Wow.
So people will do anything.
Hey, Gail, I have many questions for you because I find your line of work to be fascinating, and I know it's super high risk and can be super stressful but also super rewarding.
Yes.
When you say the one incident was in the 80s, how long prior to that have you been a nurse? Were you a nurse back in the 70s as well or no?
Late 70s.
Okay.
When my kids were born in the 70s, my husband was not allowed to go to the delivery room.
Well, I'll tell you this. I know of a radio talk show host who got pictures of his colonoscopy and then showed it to his co-host because he thought it was funny.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Gail, when the dads were not let in, was it because they were afraid they would faint, they were a distraction, or was it just not deemed appropriate?
Well, I think it was, oh, God, if I told you, Dana, what they did to women back then. I think it was mostly a way to control infection, and I think they were afraid the fathers might faint. And I did see some go down, but when they started letting them in.
And then the last question I have for you, because I read this in a book about the Kennedys, and I could not believe it. Were you a labor and delivery nurse back in the day when, if the doctor was not yet present, they would not allow that baby to come out?
No. I probably, in my career, delivered well over 50 babies myself.
Good for you.
Yep. No, we did not do it. Not when I practiced obstetrics, we did not. We allowed the women to have the babies. As a matter of fact, if they were close to delivering, we tell them to go ahead and start pushing.
Good.
Because it's awfully, as you know, it's awfully uncomfortable.
It is.
So get the baby out. Get that baby out of
there. Hey, Gail, read the book Rosemary if you haven't. It's hard. That first few chapters will just blow your mind. Way back then, I don't know when she was born. It was the 40s or the 50s.
Yeah.
That doctor wasn't there, and you know what they said? Wait. Wait until he gets here.
And I'll just deliver the unsolicited advice I've delivered probably once a year on this program. Any dad who is in the delivery room who thinks it would be fun and enjoyable to watch the birth of your child, let me remind you, it is not fun nor enjoyable. Keep your head near your wife's head or your girlfriend's head or whomever. Do not, under any circumstances, and I am telling you the God's honest truth, do not put your face down there because you will see things you never will get out of your mind ever.
Didn't we all get exposed to this in health class, though? I mean, didn't everybody have to watch the video of the birthing at age 14
or whatever? I bet those were the cleaner versions. What I saw scarred me for life.
Well, let me tell you, that was enough to keep me from wanting to witness such a thing any closer.
Just keep your head north of the belly button.
From the text line, my dad dropped my mom off for all five of the kids' births.
That's awesome.
Just dropped her off and
right there
away.
In the circle drive.
See you in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hours.
Let them know, honey. They'll come back with a wheelchair for you.
Wow.
Let me know when you're ready to go home. Get out.
My grandma used to tell the story of, you know, when my dad was born in the 50s, but his brothers were born in the 40s, where the farm doctor would travel and come to the house.
An in-house birth?
Yeah, two of them were home births because they didn't live near a hospital in Onega, Kansas. There was no hospital. I don't think there's a hospital there today.
What the hell's Onega?
Not close to here. And the doctor would come, and when she started to get stressed out, Will, because of the pain, they would put a cloth over her face with what she thought
chloroform?
What she thought was ether. She always called it ether.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's the same thing as chloroform.
It's not.
And they would knock her out.
I was going to say, it'll still knock you out.
She said, I'd be kicking and I'd be screaming, and then I would come to and there'd be, you know, this baby here.
Mm-hmm.
Onega is north of Topeka, north and west of Topeka, population 700.
Yeah, that's where my grandma and grandpa had their farm.
I'll be damned.
And they knocked her out with ether, kicking and screaming while she gave birth at home.
Modern medicine has certainly come a long way, at least in that particular field.
She didn't feel anything, right?
Oh, my God!
Well, she didn't.
I think she still felt it.
Not if she was on ether.
She also baked cookies for the doctor before he got there.
Well, that's sweet.
The chloroformy guy. Here, have some cookies. Thanks.
By the way, I'll see you in about 3 hours.
How's this rag smell?
You're crazy. 576-7798.
And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. Might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life.
Let's go to Linda in Olathe. Linda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. I'm laughing out loud at some of these stories on the text line. There are a ton of people writing in that dad was not there for a variety of reasons during the birth. Where was your dad?
My dad was in England. They were getting ready for D-Day.
Oh, wow.
I was a home birth. And, of course, my dad wasn't there. So it was 1944.
Well, you don't blame him for that, right? I mean, obviously he couldn't be there.
Linda, were you in a small town, or did you have like a...
Mound City, Kansas.
Okay, so no hospital, so the doctor came to
you? No hospital. No, the doctor came to us. My three siblings were also born at home, different places, but the doctor came, but my dad was either outside or in the living room. He was certainly not in there with my mom.
And do you remember, did they knock her out, or was she awake for
no,
it?
No.
That must have been an Onega thing.
There was nothing.
Hey, Linda, thank you for the call.
Someone
just wrote in on the text line, my dad took my mom inside the hospital and then went to park the car. When he came back, he couldn't get on the elevator to join, couldn't figure out why he couldn't get on the elevator. It's because my mom was having me in the elevator.
Oh.
I guess that's what stairs are for.
Right.
I don't think that would still get him in the elevator, though,
Sam.
I don't think you can take the stairs to the...
Just follow the screaming.
Okay.
Follow the screaming.
Pam in Kansas City. Hello, Pam.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I got two really quick ones. My husband was there with... But for the birth of both of my kids, they were born in Tampa, My son, I was originally going to have him naturally. However, the doctor decided that he was late, so they induced and finally did cesarean for both him and my daughter. Now, when my grandson was born in Florida, the mother of that child was not married to my son. Due to all the HIPAA regulations, that newborn baby was my son's family member. The girl, the mother was not.
Yeah, so you couldn't go in.
Mm-mm. I was there. I flew to Florida. I did all of this, and had I not, I would not have been able to get word to my son because he was incarcerated at the time. And due to his incarceration, they would not allow anyone but a family member to relay that word to him.
Oh, okay.
So it was just interesting. That newborn baby could have told him, but she couldn't.
Pam, I learned something about you every day.
Someone just wrote in, my grandma told me the exact same story, that she was knocked out. My parents are age 70. I wonder if that
my mom is 74. She wasn't knocked
out. I wonder if that was up to the individual provider or if that was something with the home birth, because as long as she lived, my grandmother talked about that ether with such disdain, and that she knew it was coming because it happened more than once.
So she wouldn't feel the pain?
I don't know. Or if they just didn't want her yelling. I mean, honestly, I don't know, Scott.
Because I don't want her.
I would love to.
We would like for you not to talk.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to go back and say, why did they do that? Or ask my grandfather, why?
I mean, obviously, things have clearly, Dana, in just my 48 years, changed. My dad was not allowed in the delivery room. Or if he was allowed, he chose not to go in. My mother, I have learned in my adult years, did not breastfeed me. I was a formula baby.
That's what's wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong.
No, that's insensitive.
I just have a mild tick.
Wow.
But other than that, I'm fine.
I was a formula baby.
You're 22 years old.
So?
Well, I thought at that point
it swung the other way.
Yeah. Like parents were encouraged. I mean, you had the lactation nurses come in.
Oh, yeah. Don't I remember that?
I mean, I don't know all the details because I didn't ask.
Well, I was there when Sarah was born, and she's just a little bit younger than you, which freaks me out. but I remember right after Sarah was born, the lactation nurse came in and taught Shonda how to breastfeed.
I think today it is very much, we're not going to shame the mom. Whatever works for you is whatever works for you.
Let's go to Ken in Kansas City. Ken, hello.
Oh, come on, Ken.
Too late.
Swing and a miss.
Like, literally, I clicked on it, and he hangs up at the exact same time.
Great point. Thanks for sharing.
We hope you're okay, Ken.
Is Alex too dangerous to go to?
I couldn't really understand what was
going
on.
Here we go. Wait. I was born in Topeka in 1976. My mom was knocked out. And then here's another one. My mom tells stories of being knocked out. You wake up and there's a baby. She is 90.
I was born in the late 60s. My dad was in the waiting room and my mom was being yelled at by the nurses to shut up and stop screaming.
I believe it.
Wow.
I believe it.
I'll give you something to scream about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what happened before getting knocked out.
They actually knocked you out?
Here, sniff this rag, lady.
God, mm-hmm. I'm going to look that up.
I can't take all your screaming, lady. Take a big whiff.
Take a huff of this.
Mm-hmm. This rag smells funny. What does it smell like to you?
Ether.
What is ether?
What do you mean, what is?
It sounds horrible.
It's not a drug. It's a
It's
a gas, isn't
right.
it?
Well, it's
a liquid.
It's liquid, but it's used as
a
solvent.
It emits a gas.
It's used in a lot of different things. Yeah.
It's preferred by 8 out of 10 kidnappers.
It's been used in embalming.
Oh, no. Preferred by 10 out of 10.
No, chloroform is preferred by 10 out
of
10.
Oh, that's right, chloroform. Mm-hmm. Isn't ether like a form of chloroform, though?
I believe ether is chloroform basic. As I understand it, when it comes to that sort of thing,
yeah.
Chloroform replaced ether.
It says a pleasant smell.
Ether is used on other stuff now.
You know a little too much. You need to stop talking.
You're creeping me out. It says a pleasant smelling, colorless, volatile liquid that's highly flammable.
My
what,
father
do you drive a white van?
My father went to mortuary school. Uh-huh. I work in the news media. I know uses for ether.
My dad used to work at a mortuary.
The white van has no windows.
Yeah, I call that one White Thunder.
As opposed to Chocolate Thunder?
Black Thunder.
Black Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder. It's Black Thunder. And I call my car Black Thunder for one reason and one reason only, because it totally does not apply to that car. That car is a total piece.
All right. Let me quote a doctor from 40 years ago. Stop talking. Let's get to the news.
Wow, smell thanks.
Some ether.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.